RSM Central's Form Express.
Time for the Form Express on this Friday, and it's a big edition of the Form Express with the double header in Victoria and then a heap of racing right around the country as well. The first of those meetings in our home state is at Geelong. There's eight races on the card, and this is what Harry White had to say regarding his best bet, his play of the day, and his quaddie.
Yeah, look, there's three I'm really confident with, but I've made my best Arctic Wolf, race eight, number one. Value was hard to come by. There's that first starter, the Hawke Stable Turnstar, in race one, but race seven, number eight, Lord Lennox, in an even race, was about $4 this morning. Quaddy, 2, 4, 5, and 6 in the first leg. Second leg, 1, 4, 6, and 9. Third leg, 1, 5, and 8. And we trim up that last leg with numbers 1 and 4 only. And my play of the day is the other two runners I'm keen on in an all-up. So all-up race 3, number 5, into race 6, number 6.
Yeah, so that's Harry's thoughts on Geelong today. The other meeting in Victoria, like I mentioned just before, is at Moonee Valley tonight. And this is what Mark Guest had to say regarding his best bet, his play of the day, and his quaddie.
Quaddie, 14, 10, 4, 6, 12, into 4, 5, 2, 1, 3, 5, 10, 13, 7, 11, coming home 6, 9, 13, and 5. So I've got to go wide in the quaddie, Mick. And the best, we had race 2, number 1, and race 4, number 5, and also race 8, number 6.
Yeah, so that's Guesty's thoughts on Moonee Valley tonight. Simon Wild, he's got a terrific couple of chances there at Moonee Valley, and he joins us on the Form Express now. Hello, Simon.
G'day, how you going?
Going well, thank you. You've got two going around there in race 4 at Moonee Valley tonight. Field of Light and Beach go around. What can we expect here as they both look to go one better on their last start?
Yeah, I think Field of Lights was okay the other day. The horse that beat him at Cranbourne was, been busting to win a race and just had too much speed and too much toe for him. But he's bounced through that run really well. He's fit and he's sound. I think he can run a good race. And Beachgoer was most unlucky. He should have really won that race. He got, severe interference at about the 400-metre mark that stopped him winning the race. So he's the same. He's a nice, fit, sound horse. He's still learning a little bit. He's very, he's very green and, he's not all that genuine, but he goes there in good order as well. So, yeah, I think they'll both run very well.
So Field of Lights at $7 and Beachgoer currently at $11 with the tab. Are they both winning chances there tonight?
I think they are, yeah, if they get the right run. I think Field of Lights very reliable. Like, he's coming out of 64 grade. He puts himself, up near the front. So I think he'd be the better chance of the two. Beachgoer needs a bit of luck. He gets right back and he needs a solid tempo. So, yeah, I'd be leaning towards Field of Light.
Okay, so Field of Light there in race number 4. In race number 6, you've got the favourite here, Paddy Mack, drawn barrier number 10. He's just been very unlucky at his last couple of starts, Simon.
He certainly has, yeah, especially last start at Geelong. He was a bit like Beachgoer. He got severe interference that stopped him winning. I thought he did a really good job. He had his momentum killed halfway up the straight and he was still able to pick up and run second. So I think he's going really well. That was his first run in the blinkers. And I think they're very helpful for him. He's he's quite a gawky animal and blinkers really help him. And I think the step up to 2,000 metres would be ideal. And we'll just, from that draw, I think he's drawn 8, just try and stay out in clear air and hopefully things work out a bit better for him this time.
Yeah, so the draw's no concern?
Not really. I think he's probably better with room, actually. When his preparation, he won his first two starts for us outside the leader, and in plenty of galloping room. So I think it actually really suits him. So as long as you don't get post sort of 4 deep or anything like that, I think if he can be 2 or 3 wide and a bit of cover, that'll be great.
That's a good push there for Paddy Mack in race 6. In the following race, you'll settle up the favourite once again here. Glassy Miss is a $3.40 chance with the tab, looking for back-to-back wins this preparation.
Yeah, we were pretty confident with her at Warrnambool, and she ran right up to a good track work, and she's continued to train on really well. She's got reasonable record, 4 from 10. I think she's won 4 from 10, and she's a nice, reliable horse. She puts herself in a great spot, and I really like the way she did it first up, and she'll only be improved from that. So I think she'll be a good Moonee Valley horse, and I'll give her a really good chance as well without having a solid look at the opposition. I just know that she's fitting well.
Could be a terrific night there for you at the Valley tonight. What is your best chance?
I think Paddy Mack stepping up to 2,000 metres. I think, and that outside draw, I think it'll be a good thing for him. So I think he's probably the best of them.
And does Star Lover go around tomorrow at Camperdown?
Yes, Star Lover will run there. She's very good first up and a little bit disappointing last, but we think she's back going well, and so that's her right grade.
Simon, good luck there tonight at the Valley and tomorrow at Camperdown. Sounds like it could be a big night for you and the team.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
There we go. Simon Wild. He has got four really strong chances there at Moonee Valley tonight. Racing in New South Wales heads to Gosford. Shane Montgomery's done the form there. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Matt. Good morning, all.
What's the meeting at Gosford like today?
Oh, it's not a bad meeting at all. We've got a well-balanced program. I thought one of the best better bets all night, or all day, I beg your pardon, it's a twilight meeting, is in race seven. That's the last race. Number five, Zoomus Matt's a three-year-old filly, competing in blinkers for the first time. Finished unplaced last start at Randwick, but that was only after she struck trouble in transit on the day. That effort's got to be forgiven. She's had one start on this track over this trip, and she was a winner on the day. I think she'll regain her best form. Race seven, number five, Zoomist. I think the best all days in race four, number 11, In Flanders. It was responsible for an excellent effort and defeat here last start when resuming from a spell. It was very hard to make ground on the day, but she did all the way to the line. She's clearly got scope to improve second up, and the slight distance rise she's making should now be ideal. Race four, number 11, In Flanders.
Have you got a quaddie as well?
Yeah, in the first leg in saddlecloth order, 3, 7, 10 and 11. The second leg, 1, 4, 9 and 10. The third leg, 2, 5, 8 and 10, and then 5, 6, 7 and 9 in the last.
Good luck at Gosford today, Shane.
Thanks, Matt. Bye-bye.
There we go. Shane Montgomery previewing Gosford for us. Racing also heads to Ballina on Ballina Cup Day, and Howard Walter has done the form there. Hello, Howard.
G'day, Matt. How are you going?
I'm going well. What's the meeting like there on Cup Day?
Yeah, as good as you'd expect. It's the showcase races, the cup itself, of course, and strong support card, as they say.
Yeah, racing on a good four rail is in the True. Where do we start with your specials?
We start very early. Race one, number 9, Coonunga Hill, trained by Casey Fogden, who basically inherited some of Stephen O'Day's horses when she started training in her own name. Stephen O'Day used to target these meetings with young horses eligible for the Bob's Bonus, and that's very much what Casey Fogden now does, and Coonunga Hill, that's why he's here for. He's had the six starts all in southeast Queensland. He's placed on five occasions. His form lines are superior to these. And have a look at her record. She's taken nine horses across the border and gone back with five winners. So I'm always respecting the Casey Fogden horses when they venture in northern New South Wales. He looks the winner to me, race one, number 9.
Okay, so race one, number 9, and then where do we head?
Well, we'll have a crack at the cup. Race 7, number 9, Wild Moon, trained out of Toowoomba by Lindsay Hatch. Now, he very rarely travels his horses over the border, but whenever he does, he just goes to Ballina, nowhere else, and he's got a good strike rate there overall. He's having a terrific run at the moment. He trends overall at like an 18% win strike rate. His latest 100, he's at 25%, and when he puts Kyle Wilson-Taylor on board, they're combining at 32%. So he's not mucking around here, Matt. The horse is in good form, last start winner. There's about four or five others in the race that want to lead, a few others that want a box seat. So it'll be a quiet ride, but the race will be run to suit. I think Wild Moon should be running on very strongly and can take out the 2021 Ballina Cup. He's around $7.50. Nice price.
Yep, $7.50, $2.70. That's race 7, number 9, Wild Moon in the Ballina Cup. Where do we go with the quaddie, Howard?
I think the first leg's skinny. It is the favourites. I'm just going to suggest 2 and 9 in the first leg. 1, 2, 3, 5, 9, 10, 12, and 1, 3, 7.
Good luck on Cup Day, Howard.
Thanks, Matt. Have a great one.
There we go. Howard Walter previewing Ballina for us on this Friday. Harness Racing heads to Melton tonight. Dan Malecki calling the action there. Hello, Dan.
Good morning, Matt.
Yeah, what do we make of this meeting at Melton?
Look, it's a country front program tonight, so it's more a country type of meeting with the bigger meetings at Shepparton tomorrow night, Cup night, and Hamilton on Sunday. But, you know, there's horses running around and there's seven of them, and seven races, that is, and that means there's winners to be found. And we might be able to find one in the first, Matt, a horse called Major Mel. He was very impressive when he first up. He raced away with a big lead, and in the end, that margin was whittled down, but he was always in control. I really don't think this race is all that much stronger. Maybe the danger for seven High Clear, if you're taking Quinellas or particularly early quaddie, but I thought Major Mel was the best. Race one, number 10. Armoured Tabor Stable, he does a terrific job, Armoured, and his horses are flying. So with Shannon O'Sullivan to drive, Major Mel, race one, horse 10 is my best. What I thought at a bit of value would be worth having something on is the former Kiwi, A Rockin' at the Park. Race four, number 9, comes out of a very strong race last start when made its Aussie debut, and it was a good performance. And it can also improve off that first up run. So race four, number 9, A Rockin' at the Park each way. It's around the $7 mark this morning.
And are we playing a quaddie there tonight at Melton?
I think we may as well. If we're going to go that far into all the form, we may as well, I reckon, Matt. First leg, numbers 2, 3 and 9. In the second leg, 1, 2, 6 and 9. Third leg, 4, 5 and 6. And the fourth leg of the quaddie, 1, 4 and 6. And remember, with the 7-event card, the first leg of the quaddie is race 4.
Perfect. Good luck there tonight, Dan.
Thanks, Matt. Have a great day.
There we go. Dan Malecki calling the action at Melton tonight. Busy card at Maryborough today. Lockie McIntosh calling the action there. They've got the 11 races on the program. Hello, Lock.
Yeah, how you going, Matt?
I hope you've slept well. It's going to be a busy day there at Maryborough.
Yeah, there's a few winners to find. My best comes up. Actually, I have to wait till the last. My very best, race 11, horse number 9 at Sterner. About 270 or thereabouts it was when I last looked with the tap fixed odds. Racing through the recent Vic Red Super Series, he faces a drop back in class. He's a good stable with Mark Watson and Alan Tormey's drive. I thought it was a good way to play there. Race 11, number 9. You're up to a couple at a bit better price a bit earlier on, only a little bit earlier on. Azza in race 8, horse number 10, been going well. He'll be running on strongly. 850 and 220, I can't see him missing a place. Have most for the place, but have something for the win. And a roughie at odds who might be able to bob up with the right run in race 7, number 8, Indefensible. The trotter with the local trainer Tina Reader, she does a good job. He's been flying under the radar, this horse, and going okay. He's going around at a big price here for the place at $4. I think it's a great place chance and perhaps could win with the right run as well.
Have you got a quaddie for me as well, Locke?
Well, look, we've got a little bit of a quaddie mapped out, Matt, but not a lot of confidence. We'll go 4 and 7 in the first leg. 1, 6, 9 in the third leg. We'll go 3, 4, 6, 8 in that third leg, and we'll come home a little wider. 6, 7, 9, 10 and 11 in the final leg of the quaddie for Maryborough's big 11 race cards.
Great stuff, Lock. Enjoy the afternoon there at Maryborough.
No worries. Have a good day.
There we go. Lockie McIntosh calling the action at Maryborough for us. Greyhound Racing in Victoria heads to the Meadows and Wentworth Park. And George Ferrugia has joined us to do the form there.
George Ferrugia's Greyhound form. To watch every Victorian Greyhound race live and free, simply download the Watchdog app or follow Watchdog Racing on Twitter or Facebook.
A big weekend of Greyhound Racing, and it all kicks off tonight at the Meadows. Georgie, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, Matty. How are you?
Yeah, going well. Where do we start with your specials on this Friday?
Yeah, I do like one in race 9 at the Meadows. Race 9, number 1, so predictable at about $2.25. I think he's drawn really well. He went very fast at Sandown last start, albeit the track was in very good nick. But he got to the line well. Before that, his wins at Geelong and Bendigo were good. Look, there's some talent in this race. But again, as I said, if he can just kind of sit behind them, I think he'll be getting to the line really well. He's got a solid record from inside draws. And he's my on-top pick, race 9, number 1. Quaddie numbers tonight, 2, 3, 5 and 7, into 2, 3, 4 and 8, into 1, 2 and 3, into 2, 4, 5 and 8. As you mentioned, there is some huge racing going on, including at Wennie Park, where there's heats of the Group 1 National Futurity for the girls and heats of the Group 1 National Derby for the boys. A couple of Victorians engaged, including in race 4, Eagles Nest Egg, who we've seen record some very, very fast times at Sandown. He's a $1.95 favourite, but he's up against another Victorian in Do It, who's also recorded some very fast times. Clearly the hardest heat there. So the winners and the fastest second will go through to that National Derby final next week, and there's three heats of the National Futurity as well. So look out for that. Tomorrow we'll touch on the Warrigal Cup, of course. Sorry, a bit later on. Today we'll touch on the Warrigal Cup and also Heats of the Paws of Thunder, headlined by Simon Told-Helen. So just a huge couple of days in ground racing.
Yeah, don't get ahead of yourself, George. You've still got one more appearance
Sorry,
left
mate.
Today.
Apologies.
Hey, we're on Zipping Kyrgios there in the second of the heats at Wennie Park.
Oh, his run last week was fantastic. He blew them away. Look, he's hit or miss early, but he got the start right last week from an awkward draw. He's at $2.50. Yeah, he, as we said, he's a very, very talented greyhound. And we have a look at some of the other heats. Music event, of course, for Mick Carter I think he's the pre-post favourite to win the whole thing. He's $1.95 to win his heat as well. Casual Glance is favourite in heat four. We go on to a couple of the others. A couple of the local greyhounds finish off betting as we go along. The last of the heats, Weblek Jet for Jeff Britton, $1.45. Really short. So there's a couple of Victorians going over. Obviously, COVID's made it a little bit tough, but they have still been able to travel there. A lot of greyhounds have opted to stay home, which is a bit of a shame, but that's okay. There's some big racing coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Can't wait, Georgie. I'll catch you in about half an hour.
See you, mate.